very welcome, everybody, on a Monday. Trash Talk Attorney Brasky's underway with yours truly. It's great to have you in here on the show today. In the call, all the guys are here and back together. Eli Bashy, Mike Bilica, Jay Horn has made it back safe and sound. And also, so is Grant Richards. I want to mix up the introduction order today. Let's start with Jay Horn. Like I said, he's back on the show today. Missed last week, but he's back today. How are you, Jay? How's the weekend?
Man, I had a great weekend. Till about like 11:30 on Saturday. I was doing great. Living life to the fullest. I was enjoying myself. You know, Juneteenth was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I was having a great day. And then the shot happened. And then, you know, things went way downhill.
You were watching the game at a bar, weren't you?
Yeah, shout out to Landshark, man. A lot of MSU memories there. I was at the Landshark.
Okay. Was Zanny there with you?
Zanny was actually back at home. He had to work in the morning. But yeah, it was just me and my Michigan State friends, and yeah.
So you witnessed that's loss at a bar with some Spartan friends.
it was pretty tough because I was a little, you know, out of the
You were a little you having a lot of fun, as I like to say.
Yeah, and I seen the shot go up, and I just jumped. It was looking so
good. Oh, in overtime.
Yeah, it was looking great, and then you know.
Hey, Mike and Eli, what's your thoughts on that last shot?
Oh God. Oh, I was ducking and stuff. I didn't know if it was gonna come through the TV and hit me.
Mike, KD for you, man.
Well, Jay's muted now. I think that's enough out of him.
No, I'm good, man. You know, I'm gonna keep it civil. It's okay.
You know what? I kept it nice and calm when the Lakers got bounced. I mean, you do you. If you wanna, I'll let you let out any frustrations that you might have later on in the program, but we'll see how the day progresses and we'll see how Eli and Mike treat you.
thank you, Tony.
Yeah, but it's good to have you back though, Jay. It was not the same without you last week. Let's move on to Grant Richards now. Let's keep on mixing up this introduction order. So Grant, how are you today? How was the weekend? And as per the usual, Mike, you know the deal.
Sports betting, man. How was it?
Sadly, I gotta ask you that.
Well, the weekend was great. A lot of basketball, a lot of sports. The U.S. Open for those that watch golf. Can't complain. Great weekend. I was also at a bar watching the Brooklyn Nets game, so that was sweet. But sports betting, we are down astronomically. Some good things must end. And we were on a little bit of a tear, a little bit of a hot streak, pulled out a good amount of cash. But, whew, man, we could not hit the broadside of a barn. Took some money lines that I thought were just locks, and it was bad. So, bounce back week coming in hot. But, no, we're good. We're surviving. That thunderstorm last night was absolutely sick. So, can't complain there.
The thunderstorm was sick, according to Grant. Ironically, it had Eli sick to his stomach.
Yeah, I have an exam in 2 hours, and I woke up at 4 or 5 a.m. to the sound of probably the worst storm we've had this year, and I was terrified that my power was going to go out because, you know, online school does not really favor your power going out.
What was the words that you used to describe the storm last night?
It was a monsoon. I got that one from Mike.
I slept through it. I'm such a hard sleeper. Oh, my goodness. It was storming pretty hard last night, though. It started around the second half of Game 7 between the Hawks and Sixers last night, and my satellite started to go out a little bit. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, dear. But, yeah. Pretty wicked storm last night, to say the least. But as Grant mentioned, it was a pretty good sports weekend, though. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, baseball. Great, great sports weekend. And with regard to sports betting, same thing for me, Grant. It was not a great sports betting week. And the thing for me was that this has happened to me a few times now. I didn't necessarily have a terrible week. I mean, I've had terrible weeks before. specifically in March when it was March Madness. But this past week wasn't terrible for me, Grant. I had a nice week. It's just a few things bit me in the butt. One of them was not hitting any bets on Wednesday, I believe it was. We just struck out completely that day. But other than that, I hit at least one bet throughout the rest of the week, which was good, and that's what kind of kept me in it until the end. But another thing that hurt me, Grant, was the fact that I didn't hit one parlay this week. Not one. I got close. I got really close a couple of times, whether it would be 2 out of 3 on like a baseball bet, or 3 out of 4 on a mix and match with the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs and baseball. Got close, didn't do it, and we ended the week with a loss. But it's all right, though, because, Grant, we're going to bounce back, because that's all we know.
Well, you have to bounce back, or else this becomes very, very saddening. So, yeah, we're going to bounce back, no doubt.
We're going to bounce back, because that's all we know. And very quickly, before we move on to the other gentleman, Grant and I, this past week, started a betting bad list. You just made the list. We now have a list of teams that we do not want to bet for. And Grant, the two teams on the list right now are the Cleveland baseball team and the Milwaukee Brewers, correct?
That's who I have. My personal bad list also includes the New York Yankees.
Well, the Yankees kind of, they bit me in the butt yesterday. I took the A's money line, and the Yankees turned a triple play in the ninth inning to hold on to win 2-1, and they ended my parlay before it started. But yeah, we now have a bad betting list that I'm sure we are going to continue to upgrade as the betting careers continue. And as we add more teams, we'll start each show every Monday. We'll just go over if we added a new team. All right, let's move on to Eli Bashy. How are you today, Eli? And how are you feeling before your final exam for your summer class?
You know, my cousin texted me yesterday, probably the cousin I'm closest with. He wished my dad a happy Father's Day, and he asked me what I had going on, and I told him I have a final, and then he said, oh yeah, how you feel about the Pistons draft lottery? And I said, you know, I might be more nervous about the draft lottery than I am about my final, and that's not really a good use of priorities, but you know, at least I can control the grade I get on my final for the most part, but I cannot control the pick that my Pistons are going to get. It's a very nerve-wracking 2 days for me. I'm gonna be a mess.
We're going to talk about the draft lottery momentarily here, but I think that's kind of a good way to put it, Eli. You can't control the lottery balls, but you can control what you get on this final. So with that, how are you honestly feeling going into this? You feeling confident? You feeling not so good? I mean, how are you feeling?
I think I prepared well enough to get a grade that will not look terrible on my transcript.
Well, it's not bad. It's not bad. Here's to hoping that you end off the summer class in a good way. And you're done after this, correct?
Yes.
All right.
No more summer.
Last but certainly not least, Mike Bilica. How are you today, Mike? How's the summer class going? And how much longer do you have in that class? You have to be getting close, too, to the end.
Yeah, this will be my last week. Ooh. I have a 16-page paper to write.
That's not okay.
I don't know if I'm going to do all of that because I don't really need to.
That's not okay.
My grade is just fine, and yeah, it's going to take take a minute, but my goal is to finish before I leave on vacation.
I'm a journalism major, so is Jay. I've never written a 16-page paper. Jay, have you?
I wrote a 20-page paper for a final first semester of senior year, but it was in music, and I got to pick 10 songs. So you know I did that paper in like 2 hours.
No, I remember you texting me during
that paper was light work, but not for like, you know, JRN or like com or anything.
Yeah, I've never written anything above like
that's absurd.
it's a technical course, so it's like you're like writing reports and stuff.
Oh, that sounds terrible. I've never written anything above I think 11-12 pages. 16 is ridiculous. It's always 20.
I can just choose not to do it. It's only 5 points off, you know.
Oh,
every assignment's
worth it. I would not be doing that paper.
I am not saying don't do it, but if it's only 5 points, I mean,
it's not like it's worth more than other
Yeah,
assignments.
If it was like 50 points, I'd be like, Mike, you got to do it, man. But I'm not saying don't do it. Don't get this twisted, but you know where I'm going here. Mike, though, it's time for Hockey Talk with Tony and Mike.
Oh, yes.
It's 2-2 in both series, actually. Islanders Lightning and Golden Knights and Canadiens. So, with regards to Montreal and Vegas, how are you feeling right now as a proud Canadiens fan? I mean, you guys were up 2-1. You got a big win in Game 2 in Vegas, and then you won Game 3. I was stunned that you were up 2-1, and I was more stunned that you had the opportunity to go up 3-1. But Vegas last night, Nicholas Waugh in overtime in Montreal tied it up at 2. So how are you feeling right now?
Habs in 6.
Excuse me?
You heard me? No, he, honestly, I don't know who's going to win that series. I think it could go 6 or 7. Well, it's going to go 6, but
well,
it
duh. Could go 7. I mean, my prediction before the series was Knights in 5. And I think a lot of people were expecting Vegas to just kind of steamroll past Montreal. But Montreal, I don't know what to say about them.
They're Canadians, man.
They're just scrappy this year. I don't know what to say. They're fighting hard. And they're taking who I think might be the favorites to win the cup. They're taking them to the distance, probably. My prediction is still Vegas, but I don't think it's crazy to say that this goes 7 games. I know, with the way Montreal is playing, with Carey Price, and now Vegas kind of has a conundrum, if you will, at goalie. I don't know, maybe Montreal gets one more game, but it's going to be a heck of a series, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a successful season for them, too.
Wait until next year when they can play the Wings again.
Oh, boy. Go Wings.
Yeah!
Wings over everyone.
Oh, are you going to be, like, half Wings, half Canadians, or
Absolutely
how's that going to work?
Absolutely not. It's full Wings.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear that.
Montreal who? Who?
Eli, Montreal who?
Place is garbage, man. I don't have anything to say about that place. Good.
We should go.
My mom told me if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. So we should move on from
that's
Montreal.
That's a good.
We should go to Montreal, guys.
Eli really wants to go to Canada. He's been telling us, but he needs to get his passport first.
We need to go.
If you guys, anyone out there listening to this, if you ever see them post a picture with me in Canada, I am not in my right mind, and you should call the police.
Tony? Grant, what's your thoughts on the trip to Canada?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I haven't been in a long time, and I saw, like, I was that tourist, that Niagara Falls guy, and then didn't do anything else. So I would love to see some more of Canada. Like,
is the Nicholas
sport.
Ra, yeah, or is he related to the Patrick Ra Roy guy?
I do not know if there's a connection there, but he is from Quebec. I know that
for
a fact.
Yeah,
didn't
think Jay Hunter was, did you?
Because of the name Nicholas Wa, not Roy.
Wow, sorry, Canadians.
Apologize to Mike. He's a Canadian.
Jay Horn
here.
With the NHL flashback history lesson.
he knows Patrick Waugh. Here, yeah. Jay, before we go into the show, here's one more NHL trivia question for you. When was the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup?
Was it like in the like early 90s?
93!
No, wait, that was good. No, I know that for a fact because I know that. Yeah, they put that on ESPN all the time. I don't know who. I don't think it was Montreal. I don't know who it was.
It was Montreal.
Okay.
It was. It
yeah,
was.
Jay Horn is, yeah.
Do you know who they beat in that year?
I have no idea.
Wayne Gretzky on the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
didn't
Jay.
Did the Blue Jays win that year?
Blue Jays.
Yeah, back to back. Joe Carter. Yeah.
Joe Carter, walk off against Philly.
Yeah, shout out to Drake.
Man,
yeah.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna roll today.
Jay's feeling good. Who says Jay Horn doesn't know his hockey? Yeah. All right, boys. Good to have the crew back together. Welcome back, Jay. He's already on a roll to start the program. But there's a lot to talk about on the show today. Later on in the program, we will talk about the NBA playoffs, and there's so much to mention there. The Bucks taking down the Nets. Clippers and Suns, we'll talk about that. The Hawks game 7 win over the Sixers last night. I'm very excited to talk about the Hawks, my sweet, beautiful Trey, and also Ben Simmons.
We definitely got to talk Ben Simmons.
But that's later on in the program. So much to talk about there. To start today, though, let's begin with the Pistons because the draft lottery is tomorrow. We're almost there. We are almost there, boys. The nerves have not set in for me yet, but I'm sure that feeling of nervousness will in fact hit me tomorrow. And you all listening at home and in the call know what feeling I'm talking about. That feeling of, oh crap, we know what pick the Pistons are going to get tonight. We're going to find that out. You know, those butterflies and nervousness hasn't hit me yet, but surely will tomorrow. And when it does, it's going to be a long Tuesday for me and every other Pistons fan. So here's how I'm feeling before tomorrow night. Obviously, number one is the best case scenario and the hope for this team. Win the lottery and I pass out on camera tomorrow. That's just how it's going to roll. Number one is the best case scenario. Number six is the worst case scenario. 6 and 5 are the two spots where the Pistons get either one of those picks. We get sad. That would not be very good at all. To fall from 2 to 5 or 6 would be terrible for the Pistons. And listen, regardless of where the Pistons are picking, I trust Troy Weaver to make a good selection. But still, we do not want 5 or 6. That 5 and 6 are the two picks that we just absolutely do not want. And 6, because it's the farthest the Pistons can fall, that's the worst case scenario. Now, if the Pistons don't get 1, though, and they land anywhere between 2 and 4, I'm a very happy man. Because that guarantees, if you keep the pick, one of Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, or Jalen Green. And any one of those guys would be huge additions to the team. You look at mock drafts, you do some homework on the draft prospects, you'll see that Mobley, Suggs, Green, they are all kind of considered the 1B to Cade Cunningham's 1A. Again, number one is a dream. 2, 3, or 4 is good. 5 or 6, and we are really sad. But with that, that's how I am feeling before the draft lottery tomorrow. I will now send it over to the rest of the guys. Let's begin with Eli. How are you feeling before tomorrow night? I mean, you kind of already told us how you're feeling, but just go more into depth about how you're feeling and what are your thoughts on my position feeling rankings, if you will.
I think you're higher on Jalen Suggs than I am. I just don't think he's in the same level as Mobley or Green.
I do like Jalen Suggs.
I'd say if Cade was a 1A, I'd say Green and Mobley are 1B, and then Suggs is like a 1C or 1D.
That's fair. I'll give that to you. But I still think if you can land a top 4 pick and you have the chance to take a Jalen Suggs, I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
I'd be very – I'd still be disappointed, honestly.
You
not
would?
Getting anything but top 3, I'm disappointed. I'm not expecting to get top 3.
Oh no.
But I mean if we get 4, 4 is statistically the lowest possible one we could get. I think it's only like a 9% chance we get number 4, where it's like a 14% chance that we get 1.
I honestly don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure that's true.
I don't know. What's the highest percentage pick that we have, if you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm pulling it up right now. I hate the draft lottery so much. I absolutely despise it. The fact that we're at 2 and we have a higher chance of falling is just ridiculous. But
we have the highest chance to get 5. But also, Houston has double the percent chance to get 5.
Because they're at 1, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have a 27.8% chance to get 5.
That's not okay.
Houston has a 47.9%
chance. That's not okay.
14 to get 1, 13 to get 2, 13 to get 3, 12 to get 4. What's so if six? We get four, I'll be like, eh. Six is 20.
We literally have a higher shot at six than Dune. It's not, why is this a thing? Every year I do this. We do this, I should say. The draft lottery stinks. Get rid of it. There's no need for it. There's nothing wrong with what baseball and football do. And I'm talking so close to the mic because I need to trust this. Stop with the lottery in the NHL and the NBA, please.
Okay. Eli, continue.
I will say we do have a higher chance of getting 1 through 4 than we do getting 5 and 6. Like, if you sum them up, it's like 52 to 48. So, I mean, that's good at least. We statistically have a higher chance of getting 1 through 4 than 5 or 6.
Combined or just in general?
Combined.
Okay, sure.
But I'm not going to go into conspiracy theories, but listen, man, I just don't think the NBA is going to give us a top 3 pick.
We talked about this before. Who do you think could get number one?
I believe Houston's a possibility because they're just so they're just the worst. They're
really bad.
They're like process Philadelphia right now.
Don't get too into the process. We'll talk about that later in the show.
And then I don't know, Orlando could be up there. OKC. There's no way Cleveland or Minnesota.
If Cleveland or Minnesota gets the first pick,
I could definitely see Toronto moving into the top three. I don't know why, but if we look back at this, remember me saying this, Toronto might move into the top four.
We've talked very highly of Toronto, Montreal, and Canada today, so might as well just throw that in there.
Toronto. I just have a feeling, man, that Toronto, they just seem like that place that would just get so lucky and move into the top four.
Well, someone always gets lucky.
Let me say this. Toronto needs to move into their country first.
Yo, they're the Tampa Bay Raptors.
Into the top three.
City of Champions. Remember that graphic?
Oh, boy, yeah. They How about actually about the, playing in your city?
They talked about the Lightning, the Bucks, and the Rays, and then they had the Raptors. It's like, yeah, wait.
Doesn't say Tampa. They're just not allowed in their country.
Well, Montreal is playing there. Vegas is in there.
Yeah, they had to, though. Cause
Blue Jays and Raptors will be back there soon, you'd think, but that's neither here or there. I mean, back to the lottery. I could see the Raptors moving up. I could see the Thunder winning the whole thing. I think that's a team that I could see the lottery balls going right. And, again, no conspiracy theories here, but that's a team I could definitely see winning. But, no, I hate the draft lottery. So I hate it so much. But, Eli, you seem pretty calm right now.
I'm just mentally prepared for the inevitable. I mean, we're Detroit, man. We know. We can say, like, you always be tweeting positive stuff, which I appreciate. It's good for the community.
Speaking into existence, we're getting
paid. Yeah, no, that's great. But we did that last year, and we were like, oh, yeah, we're going to get LaMelo. We're going to get blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, we could say all that, but deep down, we all know what's going to take place tomorrow.
You know what? I will say this. People tweet this at me after the Red Wings in different leagues. I get it, but the Red Wings did not fall in the NHL draft lottery. They didn't go up either. They stayed right where they were at six. Because the Red Wings didn't fall, maybe as people tweeted, maybe that's a sign of good things to come for not just the Pistons, but the city of Detroit. Maybe things are looking up.
I will say one thing. With how the Pistons rebuild has been going, Troy Weaver has completely changed the whole outlook of this team in 1 year. If there was a year that the Pistons would finally get draft luck, I do believe that it would be this year.
Again, as people have said on Twitter, things are looking up in Detroit. Lions had a good draft. People are feeling good about their direction. The Tigers, after a bad month of April, they are basically a 500 team. Red Wings didn't fall in the draft lottery. Mo Sider, our top prospect, he is very likely going to be in the NHL next year. And people are feeling good about the Pistons. Things are looking up. And I agree with Eli. If there's ever a year for the Pistons to actually get some lottery luck, it feels like this year with the way things are trending. But as I say, that watch has fallen. We'll all be sad again. I hope not. I really, I really do not want to be sad about another draft lottery. That's just not good. It's not good, man. But, I don't know. Eli seems pretty comfortable because, in his words, he's getting ready for the inevitable. Do you want to, before we move on, Eli, do you want to say again to the audience the whole Twitter, the Twitter rule that you have?
Yeah, so if the Pistons get the first pick, I'll be a sacrificial lamb, and I will no longer use my Twitter account. If they get the fifth or sixth pick, I will be too depressed to use my Twitter account, so it will not be used anymore.
Well, until the Pistons make the playoffs,
Pistons make the playoffs, and I might even throw number four in there, too.
Oh, stop. Jalen Suggs is really not that bad. Jalen Suggs is not that bad. I promise you he's not.
I have a hot take about Jalen Suggs.
I do, too, and I can't wait to talk about it.
We'll save that for next week if it's possible. Or if the Pistons...
Oh, if we get four, I will definitely reveal my hot take about Jalen Suggs.
I don't want to hear it because it doesn't sound good, and I like Jalen Suggs, but we'll save that if the time ever comes. Let's move on to Mike. He's already kind of talked a little bit, but Mike, same question to you. How are you feeling about tomorrow, and what are your thoughts on my feelings and position rankings with regards to the Pistons tomorrow night? One is best case, six is worst case, five is bad, and for me, not others, but for me, 2 through 4, I'd be happy with.
Oh, I want to start off by saying I had a dream last night about the
draft. Oh, boy.
And it was a watch party at Madison Square Garden, okay? So this already doesn't make sense. Yes. And there was a massive Let's Go Pistons chant. Like, it was just like...
In MSG.
MSG. It was just echoing through the arena. And we ended up getting the second pick.
Okay, I'd be so happy with that.
You know, it's... I hope that's true. I want the second pick or first, but I think 1 through 4 is good. I agree with Tony. I will say,
to not to interrupt, but I have also had a dream in the past month that the Pistons ended up with the second pick. I'm not even joking.
If I had to put money on it, second pick.
I would love the second pick because we talked about this on the show before. You can make an argument that Evan Mobley might make a bigger impact right away than Cade, which I'm not saying that's the case. I would take Cade number one over Evan Mobley, but imagine a starting five, especially defensively, of Killian, Sadiq, Jeremy, Beef Stew, Evan Mobley. That's got 04 vibes ran all over it, but Mike, continue.
I want to say that I don't think any other team in the draft lottery deserves the first pick over us. I'm serious because Oklahoma has a million first round picks coming up.
They just got another
Minnesota
one too.
Is poverty. They fumbled the bag. Houston just sucks. Like, they need to wait. They need to go in the back of the line, okay, because we have something going and they don't. And then any other team, I don't know. Magic or poverty.
Cleveland
absolutely does not deserve it. They've had a couple first overall picks. It's our time. It really is. And if the NBA thinks it is, they'll make sure we get the first round pick.
I mean, honestly, I asked Eli the same question. I'll do the same to you. Who do you think we'll get the number one pick tomorrow, though, if you had to guess?
Oklahoma.
I also can see that happening for sure.
Yeah, Oklahoma. I don't see anyone else getting it except Oklahoma or us. I'm serious.
I think Eli's onto something with the Magic. I could see them jumping up to one as well. Oh, dear. But I would not like that. I wouldn't be a big fan of that. I don't want to see Cade in Orlando.
Doesn't the NBA like want to revitalize our franchise and like actually get people in the seats again? Like, don't they see that? Don't they see our like 5,000 people attendance games
in Little Caesars Arena? Don't they want to get LCA filled up again?
Yeah,
I think it would fill up for a top 3 pick.
Oh, absolutely, I think it would.
There are people who like Jalen Green more than Cade, so I feel like if you get three and get Jalen Green, it would absolutely fill up for.
I'm nearly there, and I'm shocked I'm shocked you don't think Jalen Green is the pick over Evan Mobley. That just seems like such a Troy Weaver guy, Jalen Green. I mean,
Evan your Mobley shooting. Is a Troy Weaver guy.
Sadiq's not really a shooting guard. Jalen Green can be your shot creator, the guy you give the ball to when the game is on the line.
No, that is absolutely true. And Evan Mobley as well, I think, is just too much of a modern big right now for Troy Weaver to maybe pass on him, I think.
You can't go wrong with either. No. But I know you shouldn't probably draft for fit, but for fit, I think Jalen Green is he's seamless.
If you went Jalen Green over Evan Mobley, if you had to, I'm not complaining at all. Like, I don't want it to seem like I'm a bigger Evan Mobley fan than Jalen Green. I like them both equally. I think they would both be impact day one guys right away for the Pistons. But I think you can make an argument for both. We're still really early in the process. I mean, we have to find out what pick the Pistons get before we really have a conversation of who to take, who do we like over others. But Eli, you said you're leading Jalen Green over Cade or just over Evan?
No, I'm just saying Troy Weaver decided, if we got number one, hypothetically, which we're not going to. If he picked Jalen Green over Cade, I would not be shocked and I would not complain.
I don't think Piston fans would enjoy that. And that's nothing against Jalen Green.
It would be a wait and see thing because, you know, Troy Weaver, he always knows something that we don't. Look at the Isaiah Stewart pick.
Mm-hmm. No, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Mike, is there anything else that you want to add?
I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, so the nerves have already set in for you.
I mean, it's easily the most important draft lottery in my lifetime for the Pistons.
No, tomorrow is the biggest day for the Pistons in a long time. Yeah, probably since Troy Weaver got hired, I would say.
It's huge.
It's ginormous. I mean, think about the Pistons getting number one. Think about, we're already in a really good spot direction-wise, but think about what their thoughts would be about this team if we got number one and presumably Cade Cunningham.
The most hope in the franchise I'd have in my conscious lifetime.
I've mentioned this before early on in the show, but I'm going to say it again. I mean, whatever pick the Pistons get, I trust Troy Weaver to make a good selection. But yeah, if you get one or even two or three, I say four as well, but Eli disagrees. I think if you get a top four pick, I think that's really, really good. we'll see, though. Mike is nervous. I'm not yet. Eli is, again, in his words, he's prepared for the inevitable. What about Jay Horn? How are you feeling?
Being the older guy in here, you know, shout out to Grant, one of the older guys.
I think Grant is the older guy.
Yeah, I've been alive for a lot of drafts. I was alive for the Darko draft. So I'm excited. I truly feel like I want Jalen Green. If we get that pick, I think he'll be the best one for us, obviously before Cade, but I'm not really worried. I just think this is our season to get a top three pick. Anything under four, I mean under three, I'm not buying. I would be highly upset if we don't get a top three pick.
So you're with Eli that you don't want number four.
I don't want number four. I you got to think if we do get a higher pick, like we don't know if Jeremy Grant's going to be here next year and all that, you know, extra stuff. But preferably I want a two or one to three with Evan Mobley and Jalen Green, preferably Jalen Green. But those are like my three players and Cade. I don't really want anybody else in that draft. Like, no offense, but if we don't get it, I trust Troy Weaver because he's done things that I didn't think he could do. I didn't know Sadiq Bey was that good. You know, I seen him play, but like the shooting Sadiq Bey, I didn't know that was like a thing. Isaiah Stewart, you know, Ben Wallace, type of player. Give him some time. But, yeah, I'm not really worried. I'm excited. This pick will determine if we make the playoffs next year.
I'm actually really glad that you brought that up, because Eli and I have talked about this before, and I think we've done it on the show too. Eli, do you want to kind of expand on that a little bit?
So I think if the Pistons end up with Cade or Jalen Green, they will for sure make the playoffs next year. I think with Mobley, it might be more of just a building block year.
Oh.
Maybe they'll be in the mix, but I think Mobley's more of a long-term. I don't really, he's kind of like in between a project and a contributor from day one. I don't want to call him a full project. He's not like a Kuminga. Kuminga is a full project.
No, Evan Mobley is not a full project.
No, I don't think Mobley, he's
very much a project though.
I just don't think, I can't see them working out where he fits from day one, where the other guys fit around him from day one. I just think it'll be kind of awkward at the start, and they'll need a lot of time to figure it out. But with Jalen Green, it's just, or Cade, it's just plug and play.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Cade for sure, and Jalen Green. You guys are kind of pulling me towards the Jalen Green train. No, I was on it before, but
Cade's great, you know, a big point guard, Penny Hardaway type thing, you know. He can shoot a little better, but, like, maybe I'm biased because one, his name is Jalen, but all like number two, I watched this dude in like high school, like his full come up, he's like a shot creating like animal, like you can't guard him, long wingspan, like real flashy, like I trust him. I just think that's my pick for us regardless of where we get it, but yeah, Jalen Green's my pick. I prefer him. Not saying Cade's bad, but I prefer Jalen Green.
No, that's fair, and hopefully we get number one and we can have this discussion. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Pistons are picking number one. You want Cade or Jalen Green or Evan Mobley? I'd love to have that conversation. Hopefully we get to talk about that. We'll see how the lottery goes. Grant, you've got the final word on this. Same question to you as I've asked the other gentlemen. How are you feeling about tomorrow, and what are your thoughts on the whole one best case, six worst case? I'm good with 2 through 4, but others are not so good with 4 specifically.
Well, I'm good with 1 through 4. I like Jalen Suggs a lot.
Yes!
Got a lot of coverage from him in the tournament going up with Gonzaga. I don't know. I, as an honorary Pistons fan or a newcoming Pistons fan, I've seen some tough love, whether it be the Wings not finishing high or the Pistons not finishing high. Hopes are not great. I ran some simulations on Tankathon while some of the other fellows were talking, and I don't want to talk about that.
I want to do
no,
that
I mean,
quickly.
I go ahead. I mean, I don't think it's going to help your mental state much, just the way it went for me at least. First roll turned in 5, which just seems very deflating and disappointing, but I really liked what everyone was kind of saying about playoff chances. I think top 1 through 4 gets the Pistons to the playoffs, if even the play-in tournament, if they're doing that next year. I don't know. I think 1 through 4 is not bad, and then 5 through 6 is I just don't want to see Eli delete his Twitter.
Me too.
But
I'll be taking one for the team, man.
No, that's not how this works. You don't have to.
I mean, if you take one for the team, that's fine. But like 5 and 6, I don't want to see that. But you made a lot of bets. So
I don't
want to.
I don't want to discuss about whether we should draft James Bouknight or Moses Moody, man. Like that's just so down bad.
That doesn't sound fun.
That's down horrendous, man. I do like James Bouknight, though. Not gonna lie. If we do fall, James Bouknight's the pick 100%.
All right, so let's do this tankathon spin, as Grant got me to. We stayed at 2. We stayed at 2 in my tankathon spin.
2's gonna happen,
I've done 5 spins in the last 5 days, 1 spin a day. I got 1, 3, 5, 1, 1.
No 6. That's good. And only 1, 5, you said.
Yep, I got the first pick 3 times.
Not bad. Well, I hope. I freaking hope. You know how fun it would be to have a top 3-4 pick and discuss that. That'd be so good. I'm glad to hear that Grant is with me, and Mike too, on the Jalen Suggs train. I'll quickly mention this about Jalen Suggs. The reason I'm high on him is because I feel like we could benefit from having another ball handler on this team. We saw how much Killian thrived in a way when Corey Joseph was on the floor to close out the year with him. And I think if you had a guy like Jalen Suggs, that would not only help Killian, but maybe even Jalen too. You know, if you give it to Killian, you can kind of take a little bit of pressure off of his shoulders as he enters his rookie year in the first years of his career. Does that kind of explain a little bit, Eli, on why I like Jalen Suggs?
Yeah, but his upside to me, I don't know. It seems like one of them high floor, low ceiling guys to me.
Oh,
and I don't know about his fit next to Killian as much as you think will work. I don't know. I don't like it.
I have high hopes for Killian next year. You know me.
Oh, that's a lot of praise from Jay.
Yeah, because I think we're going to make the playoffs, like, regardless of what happens. But, no, I get the Jalen Suggs thing. Like, he's nice, but I just, like Eli said, I'm agreeing with Eli way too much today. I don't know. Golly.
Well, wait until we get into the next segment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No holds barred.
Oh. Well, let's just get right into that then. We'll close out the Pistons talk by saying this. Again, let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. Let's go around the room really quickly and give our final predictions, even though we can't predict this. Eli, what's your final prediction? Where do you think we go?
Honestly, I'm going to say 4, and it's going to be hilarious when we get 4. It's going to be hilarious.
I'm going to be happy. I don't know about Eli and Jay.
Because it'll be the worst pick we could get without my Twitter getting deleted, and that would just be hilarious.
Eli survives, but he gets a player he's not really
at what on. Cost?
Mike, what's your final prediction? You said 2, didn't you?
Yeah, 2.
Okay, yeah. I'd be happy. Jay?
Man, probably like 3.
I'm not complaining about that. Grant?
3.
I'm saying 3, but I also just wanted to really touch on really quick the fact that they don't show us the lottery balls anymore. I swear they used to, and now they just kind of show up with the cards, like, all ready to go, so it's just behind closed doors. Hate that. Do not like that.
The NHL did last year, and I thought they were again this year, but they didn't. I can't remember.
Oh, no, but okay, not for any conspiracies, but supposedly they have attorneys from every team present while the lottery balls are going or whatever. But I was talking to some of my cousins who are attorneys, and they said, man, if you paid me enough, if you said we're given, like, OKC number 1, and there's nothing you could do about it, take $5 million, I'm shutting the hell up. I'm not saying anything. So, agreed. Hey, man, I'm just saying, if you pay these attorneys enough, they won't say nothing. No conspiracies, though. No conspiracies.
You want to know my prediction?
But there's a reason they don't televise it. That's all I got to say.
It's very fishy that we don't see the lottery balls. They would save themselves so much questions.
What would I say it is, Tony? What would I say it is?
What would you say it is?
It's very sus.
That's, yeah, suspect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, NHL and the NBA. Show us the lottery balls. Like last year, they showed us the lottery balls when the Rangers magically got their ball picked. And, you know, kind of took away the conspiracy, but at the same time, not really. How does New York get Alexis Lafreniere? That's neither here nor there. I'm going to hockey talk now. That's a bad road for me to go down. Anywho, I think that's a good way to cap off the draft lottery talk. We'll see how tomorrow goes. My prediction? Speak into existence. We're getting number 1. We're getting Cade. Goodbye, Eli's Twitter account. Eli, honestly, how would you feel about getting number 1 and just going off of Twitter?
Dude, I'm down. I'm down. I got a burner. Everybody knows I got a burner. Austin all day. Let's go.
And he's excited to build that up, he said. Hopefully he gets the chance. Hopefully he gets the chance.
For good reason.
Mike just sent a text into our Trash Talk group chat. Days until the... Oh, boy.
Do you want to explain what you just sent into the group chat?
I sent the answer.
Literally. He sent the Pistons Allen Iverson jersey. It said, days until the draft lottery. One.
That maybe that is the answer. Literally. One day until the draft lottery. The answer to where we're going to pick is number one. Yeah! Go Pistons. AI, right, Jay?
Hey, you got an AI reference in here. That's my favorite of all time. Yeah. So go Pistons. You know I love AI.
Go Pistons.
Yeah, Mike. Good job.
Well, you won't be saying that for very much longer because we're going to move into our final topic of the day, and that's the NBA playoffs. Let's start with the Nets getting bounced, shall we? Hey, first of all, you got to give credit to Milwaukee. You know, it was last week on the show when Jay wasn't here that we had this conversation of, okay, Kyrie's hurt, James Harden's hurt, Bucks, they just had won game four, they tied the series up at two. We had the conversation of, can the Bucks do this? And now here we sit 1 week later, they did it. It was a really entertaining game, and the Bucks got it done. Shout out to Giannis. Not as big of a shout out to Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. Specifically Drew Holiday. He was terrible. But you know what? Made a couple big shots when he needed to. And the Bucks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll play Atlanta and Milwaukee bounce Brooklyn. So we got to go to Jay. The Nets fan in our call. How are you feeling? I had to go through this when the Lakers got bounced.
No,
I had to take the pressure. So
it's completely fine. You know where we stand now, yeah. Tony.
Yeah, we're even here. Go Suns. But you know it. But Jay, this time is yours. Just get out any frustrations and anything you want to say.
I'm not really mad. I'm disappointed. You know, that's always worse. I'm disappointed because Mike and Eli let it be known a lot, but I don't know if you, James Harden he complains a lot. He complained a lot this series when he didn't get foul calls. Giannis showed up in a lot of games, so I'm not really, can't talk about that. Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is getting a lot of flack for his performance, and I get it. You know, people don't like Kevin Durant, but dude played like 50 minutes in the past, like three games or some crap like that.
He played, I'm pretty sure, the entire game outside of like a few second stretch.
Yeah, man, it's just like he didn't have any legs left. You can tell, like, Kevin Durant would never take that shot.
No, listen.
If he has legs.
Listen, KD, I think they said scored the most points in a game 7.
Yeah, he did. Had a 48, I think. 48. Yeah,
KD is not the reason they lost that game.
Most definitely.
He airballed because he had no legs left.
Drew Holiday is a great defender, but let's be honest here.
He was terrible.
If he scored like 8 points in the fourth. You know, Middleton hit that in a shot, but Drew Holiday, I mean, Kevin Durant could have easily got a 15-footer if he had legs, but, you know, that's woulda, coulda, shoulda. I'm not saying congrats to the Bucks. I don't like the Bucks. Poverty.
Clippers?
Poverty.
Okay.
Sorry, Eli. I don't know, man. I don't blame Kevin Durant. I'm sick of hearing the Kevin Durant slander because, I mean, you can't blame him for this. You need to blame Joe Harris. He missed like three open threes in overtime.
I saw some Joe Harris slander.
I have some Joe Harris slander for sure. You can go on my page now. But it's just like Kevin Durant didn't have any help. And it's just like that team, Steve Nash is going to be, next year if Steve Nash doesn't win a championship or they make it to the finals, he's out.
Because I still can't believe Steve Nash is the coach of that team.
It's exposing him as a coach because you have all your players out, the main three, well, the two out of three. Even the best one of the three is still out there playing, your role players didn't know what the heck to do. Well, because all they run is legit is between those three players, and the role players haven't showed up since they've been out, except for Jeff Green one game.
I understand the argument that you're making, but at the same time, Mike brought this up last week on the show. Outside of the big three, who else is on that team? It's literally the big three and then Jeff Green and Bruce Brown and Joe Harris.
Flake Griffin.
Oh, yeah, they got Blake. Woohoo.
Hey, shout out to Blake Griffin. You know, you were balling, dude.
I'm not shouting him out. No.
Shout out to Blake Griffin. You sold me again. I think Joe Harris needs to be in question here as a 3-point shooter. I would have given the ball to Eli. I've seen him make more shots than Joe Harris, respectfully.
Who's a better shooter, Eli or Joe Harris? Comment below.
Eli Bassey, listen, for man. Sure. EB.
Listen, man. I've never played basketball at a high level, but I am a better shooter than a lot of NBA players, and I can confidently say that. Not Joe Harris, though. He just chokes. He's not built for the big moments.
Well, you know, all in all, you know, I'm not mad at it. Just a little upset because I had them coming out the East and winning. But Kevin Durant, hey, I don't know, man. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
I saw a stat that in their last 22 3-pointers taken, Joe Harris and Ben Simmons are shooting the same percentage.
Oh, we'll talk about Ben Simmons in a second here. I don't mean to cut everyone off, but we're running out of time for Grant. He has to go back to work soon. Grant, I apologize, but this is your time now. I gave Jay a little bit of time. Now it's Grant's time before he has to go back to work. You can talk about anything. I told Jay to talk about the Nets. You can talk about anything. Go on.
All right. First things first, I just want to say I think KD improved his legacy this season, like this playoffs. Obviously, building a super team that kind of falls apart obviously sucks. But, I mean, not coming off the court for more than a couple minutes each game, if that, consistently putting up 40 points. He finally showed he was able to put his team on his back for once, I think. I mean, you can only do so much, and he did everything he could. Literally an inch from sending the Nets to the next round. Just had that giant foot on the line. Like, if he just had smaller feet, that's a three. And right before OT, yeah, that's a three. So, I don't know. I respect KD's game more now that he actually kind of showed he knows what to do. And on the other side, I just wanted to get a quick laugh out about Ben Simmons. Zero shots in any of the fourth quarters in what, like his last four games. Didn't even shoot, passed up a wide open dunk last night. He'll be good as an assists guy, but he's just like, he feels like a worse shooting Ricky Rubio that can get rebounds. And I don't know. That's my take on Ben Simmons. I'm not high on him at all. I don't want him near any team that I even remotely watch or want to watch. But yeah, that's kind of my takeaway from the two eliminated teams last night. And once again, I just want to apologize for sleeping on Trae Young when he was in college and saying that he wasn't going to be very good because he's an absolute dog.
What do I call him?
Sweet baby. I call him Sweet Baby Trae, but I know that's not what you say.
Sweet exactly. Baby Trae, Sweet Beautiful Trae. It works. There it is.
Yeah. All right, boys. I gotta head out, but Ben Simmons, how are you in the NBA right now and not shooting at all? Like, not even a dunk. What is his game? All right, sorry, I can't sit around for that answer, but all right, love you guys.
And with that, Grant has dropped the mic and left. Oh, goodness. Jay, we're gonna go back to you now. I had to get Grant in there before he went back to work, but Jay, continue now. Now that we have talked about Ben Simmons, I guess the gates are open. Just talk about anything. Just
all right. Please, Eva, let me get this one first. I know you hate Ben. Let me get it, please. Ben Simmons. I bet my life savings. If I put him and Eli in the same gym, Eli's hitting more threes. I'm hitting more threes. Tony's gonna hit more threes. Okay, I reached.
Okay, you've never seen me actually on.
I
reached.
But anyway, okay, no. Ben Simmons is trash. As an NBA, Ben Simmons is like hot garbage. I've never seen a man that good who used to know how to shoot just lose it. Like, it's unreal that Joel Embiid has to go through this. And why is Seth Curry the number two option on that team now?
Hey, you better stop sleeping on Seth Curry. I'm not saying
why is he the number two?
I'm not saying you. I'm saying people in general. I've been a big Seth Curry fan for a while. I know other people on Pistons Twitter specifically, future Pistons Seth Curry. I've wanted that man on the Pistons for the longest time. He can ball, man.
He's a bucket, but he shouldn't be the number two option.
Well, that. Tell Philadelphia that.
Like, Ben Simmons had an open dunk. I'm throwing that one down, and he passes it up.
I cannot believe he didn't take that.
That's an easy and one. Easy.
No, but he had a good explanation in the post game. He said he was worried noted shot blocker Danilo Gallinari would block it from the back.
Trey Young was behind him, man. He lied.
He said he was worried about Danilo Gallinari. You know, high-flying Danilo Gallinari. Most athletic player in NBA history, Danilo Gallinari, was going to block Ben Simmons.
They're finished. Not Ben Simmons. Embiid even threw shade in the interview with the post-game, bro.
No, they're finished because of that. Doc Rivers called him out. Joel Embiid called him out. Ben Simmons is done. There's no way he's back on that team next year, but I don't know where he's going to go. Who wants him?
I know. What would Shaq say?
It took me a while to think about that.
Oh, yeah. Guangdong Tigers. Ni hao.
I don't know who's going to want him, man. I don't. Philadelphia kept Ben Simmons over James Harden, by the way. Think about that.
They're paying him a lot of money these past 4 years.
Over Kyle Lowry, too. I think I'd rather have Kyle Lowry at this point if I'm them.
I'd rather have Mike. I'd rather have Mike. Ben Simmons had 5 points in Game 7. He doesn't do anything. He can't score. Oh. Honestly, who wants Ben Simmons? I'm seeing people throw Portland out there. Do not put him with Dame. I do not want that.
I just think Portland's just as down bad as Philly is.
When I said I want a second star with Dame, I didn't mean Ben Simmons.
Is Ben Simmons a star anymore?
No, that's the thing.
I don't think he is.
No, who wants him? He's more of a meme, if anything.
Like what?
He was trending last night for bad reasons.
I did a poll. Would you rather have Ben Simmons or Austin Day? And I'm pretty sure Austin Day won 80-20.
All day.
I was just about to say, Mike, I want to hear your answer to that. But who wants Ben Simmons, man? It's clear he's not going to be back next year with Joel Embiid calling him out. But who wants him? Like, honestly, I saw a Minnesota fan tweet that they want him.
Go ahead. Ugh. They can please have him.
Please Minnesota. Take him.
Yeah, go ahead. Please. I would love to see that.
That's a dumpster over there.
Please put Ben Simmons in Minnesota.
Well, you know, they love
away a player. Send him to Minnesota.
Ricky Rubio is their best point guard in franchise history. So, I mean,
well, Grant
I would
just
want
made
him
a
too.
Ricky Rubio comparison.
Exactly. There you go. He can learn from the master. Maybe Ricky can teach him how to shoot.
Dear. Oh, boy. I don't understand Ben Simmons, man. I don't. It's not that he just can't score.
Yes, it is.
It's all capital letters. He cannot score.
Nor does he look to score at all.
No, he had 4 shot attempts last night. 4.
Him and Giannis were the same player a couple years ago.
They were.
And Giannis learned. Giannis, I'm not saying he's the best big shooter because Giannis can't shoot, but Giannis would do a post fadeaway. He'll shoot a 3 or do something, but still be downhill. If Ben Simmons isn't downhill, he's useless.
Ben Simmons does not ever put his head down and say, I'm getting to the rim or I'm getting fouled. Well, even if he doesn't want to get fouled because he's scared to shoot free throws too.
I just don't understand it. Philadelphia is going to have an interesting
What does he work on in the offseason? What is he doing?
He dates Kardashians. Yeah, Mike!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, man.
I'm serious. I honestly don't think this guy puts in much work in the off season. It's like studying for a test. If you study a certain amount of time, you can't possibly do bad on a test. Like, he's not even putting that amount of time in.
Freshman year of college, Tony can tell you psychology didn't go all that well, and I studied a lot. I don't know, man. The Sixers have a lot of interesting decisions to make, and
expose Doc Rivers.
You can.
He definitely did.
You can do that, Jay.
He got exposed.
He's exposed.
Been exposed.
He said the Paul George thing wouldn't work. I hate the Clippers, but they're still playing.
Because of Reggie Jackson, let's be fair.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah. Give Reggie the credit.
Doc Rivers really needs to figure some stuff out.
Paul George is playing well.
Here's the thing. Doc didn't play Reggie last year in the playoffs, and what happened?
That's all coaching right there.
Stop it.
What do you mean, Tony? He benched Reggie. Reggie was a DNP every game.
You trying to give Ty Lue credit?
You better not.
No, I'm saying, kinda.
Ty Lue played Reggie.
Ty Lue is playing Reggie. It took him a while to figure out that Reggie's good. I will say that. Ty Lue is not much better than Doc, but at least Ty Lue is coherent enough to say, oh, look, Reggie's scoring 20 points when I play him. Let me keep playing him.
At least Doc isn't in the announcing booth because that wasn't really fun in 2004.
Well, he might go back.
Oh, he'll be back. Him and SVG.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. Hey, Loki, though, I need SVG back on TNT.
He needs to never take a coaching job ever again. It's over.
He's done. Yeah, he's done. I don't understand that hire. I did not understand that hire to begin with, but.
There was no way that was going to work, and we all knew it, too.
You could give the Pelicans this, I guess. Lonzo did get better this year. Cool. But
just to leave.
What?
He's leaving. He's not going back to New Orleans.
Someone's going
to
give him a contract, and I would not stay in New Orleans.
No.
They're about to relocate. The Pelicans aren't even staying in New Orleans.
Man. But you know where they can go.
Oh.
Vegas.
Yeah.
We're going to Vegas this summer.
Oh, goodness. Well, I already kind of brought up the Clippers a little bit. Let's move into that series, Phoenix and L.A. But before we do that, I want to mention this quickly about Kevin Durant. Not to flip back and forth here, but Grant's opened the gates, so now we're just talking about anything here. You do have to give KD credit because he did play well without a healthy James Harden and without Kyrie Irving. But it still felt so good to see the Nets get bounced. Eli and Mike, you haven't talked about the Nets yet. You can talk about that. You can talk about Suns, Clippers, Hawks, Sixers if you want. Just go ahead. Anything.
I don't know. Joe Harris kind of sold for the Nets. KD was really good. James Harden, you could tell, wasn't healthy. I'm glad to see them knocked out. I'm not going to lie. I just think it's good for the league. Good for small markets that this team that pretty much bought all their players, didn't really draft any of them, didn't build organically at all. I think it's good that they got bounced by a team that did build organically. And I think it will kind of make players kind of look at themselves and shy away from building these super teams because they're like, well, look at Milwaukee. You know, they did this thing without selling their soul. Even though they traded 7 first-round picks for Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to that's what I was going to say.
But for the most part, they built it from the ground up, and now they're in the conference finals and probably on their way to the finals, which I'm happy for them. Even though I kind of don't like the Bucks, I'm glad it was them over many other teams. Like, I'd rather have the Bucks than Philly. I'd rather have the Bucks than the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the Hawks, I don't think they have the talent to beat the Bucks.
I don't think they beat Milwaukee.
Yeah, but that could be interesting. I don't think it's going to be the better series between the two conference finals because we already got an amazing game one from Phoenix and Clippers. And man, when Chris Paul comes back, Phoenix is going to probably look unstoppable.
I hope.
Because I don't think Kawhi is coming back. They're saying it's like an ACL thing, and there's no way. And the Clippers can't beat Phoenix without Kawhi. Yeah. And if Phoenix gets Chris Paul back, it's good night streaks.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Reggie Jackson turns into the greatest point guard the Clippers have ever had behind Chris Paul and Coutinho Mobley.
Okay, there's a few things.
Coutinho Mobley reference. All right, now.
There's a few things I got to
mention. Big three Coutinho, man. He's different.
I love that one.
There's a few things I got to mention here. First of all, with the Bucks in Milwaukee, Eli brought up a great point. The same thing that I was thinking. I'm not the biggest Milwaukee fan, I think, in fact, I've kind of trashed them a little bit on Trash Talk, pun intended. But I'm very happy for them and their fans. I'm happy for Giannis. And I think it is fair to say that they are probably the favorites right now alongside Phoenix. I mean, the Clippers don't have Kawhi because of that, I don't think. Even though Paul George has been playing better in the playoffs, and though Reggie's balling out, I do not think without Kawhi they can win a title. And then the Hawks. Listen, I love the Hawks, my sweet, beautiful Trey. But I don't think they have the talent to really match up with the three remaining teams left. I think it is... Jay's gone. was it because I said something? Paul George, he is playing well. I mean, oh no, he's back.
Not the last 5 minutes of the game.
No.
Paul George sold so hard.
No, he wasn't good in game one, but in the semifinals against Utah, he did play very well.
So what are we going to call him? Semifinals P now?
I'm down.
He is the best player on that team for three quarters, and then once it's the fourth quarter, he just falls apart. And it's Reggie Jackson's time. He needs to give the ball to Reggie Jackson and stand back.
Well,
let the captain cook.
Well, that's a good transition to my next point. My first point was that I think if there's ever a year for Milwaukee to do it, it's this year. No LeBron, no Lakers, no Kawhi, and basically no Clippers because of that either. I think it's Giannis's and the Bucks' time. I think it's now or never, really. I'll be rooting for them. It's a new team, you know. I wouldn't complain seeing about a new team not named the Clippers win. But speaking of the Clippers, though, I have to clear something about Reggie Jackson. I am happy to see Reggie balling out because I was one of the people, alongside Eli and Mike and a lot of other people on Pistons Twitter, who mentioned that Reggie is a very good player when he is healthy, and he's showing that right now. I am happy for him, but I am not rooting for the Clippers. It's just not happening. I'm not going to be happy for them. I'll be happy for Reggie, but not the Clippers. No way. Not happening. Go Suns.
Tell him, Tony.
Yeah, go Suns.
No, honestly, though, I can't even lie. Eli even seen my tweet. I love how good he's playing basketball right now.
No, he's balling out, but
like,
he's a Clipper.
He's doing some bleep that I've never seen. Like, his size ups in the playoffs are freaking insane, dude.
Every time he shoots, I assume it's going in.
You know, Reggie Jackson is literally the most entertaining player on that team right now. Him and Terrence Mann by far.
Oh. Well, they got Luke. Oh, wait.
You look scared to shoot, good. Man. Luke is like Ben Simmons if Ben Simmons could actually shoot.
They ruin Luke's confidence. So
Luke is very similar to Ben Simmons from the standpoint of I think the Clippers got to trade him and give Reggie his money, but who's going to want Luke? Honestly, I don't know.
The other LA team?
No, I don't want Luke. Thank you. Clippers wouldn't give him to us anyway. Come on. No way that's
happening. Eli said something good about Reggie, though. Eli said that once Reggie got goggles, he forgot how to miss.
It's the goggles, man.
Every time he shoots, I assume it's going in, honestly. And again, I'm happy for him, but I'm not rooting for the Clippers. It's just not
Bobby!
Happening.
Don't worry, because the Clippers will not go past the Western Conference Finals.
Good. Go, Suns. We've went way too far into this episode without mentioning Devin Booker. Oh, Devin! Jay! Devin!
Hey, D-Book's that guy. His ceiling is my other favorite player, but I'm not going to take it that far. But he's...
I'll say it for you. He's showing a little bit of Kobe right now.
I'm not saying he's 2.0. Like, they're doing D-Wade and D-Mitch and all that stuff.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's got a little bit of Kobe in him as well.
The grit and swagger, it's there.
It's there for sure.
And you can tell he's trying to mimic a little, you know, few things. That mid-range, though, I think... Who said that? Was that Mike or Eli who said that on Twitter?
I did.
That tweet was perfect because D-Book's mid-range is green. Like, he can shoot the three, but his mid-range is, like, literally OP, and you can't guard him. And if you do, he's going to draw the foul and get an and-one.
Your first Western Conference Finals game, you get your first career triple-double, and it's a 40-point triple-double.
Boys from Michigan, man.
Michigan made. Oh, the Pistons passed on him. Yeah, okay, thank you for that. I'm still happy to watch him ball out right now. Go Suns. That's my team I'm riding with. That is my team. Eli, is there something you want to
say? I'm with you there.
Stop it. Like you're such a liar.
How am I a liar, man? I just root for Reggie Jackson. Mm. What do you not understand about that?
I
would like to see the Suns go to the finals and win it all.
I don't know how much Chris Paul a ring. I don't know how much I believe that. I feel like if the Clippers won and you see Reggie hoisting up that trophy, you would cry.
If Reggie is finals MVP, then sure. But if he's not, I don't care about the Clippers.
Go Suns, man. Go Suns.
I've been rooting for the Suns since the beginning, man.
I know you have, but you're
I even have a Suns hat.
Your text during the Clippers Jazz series was a little suspect.
My texts of all with Reggie Jackson's name in every single text.
No, you were very live, I will say, when the Clippers won a few games.
So we're all in agreement here that the Atlanta Hawks stand no chance against the Bucks.
I'm not saying that, but I think the Bucks will probably be heavy favorites.
And do you guys think the Bucks can? Man, let's be honest here. They're the best team in the out of the four, though.
Are they?
I think so. Experience-wise, I think so.
I disagree. I think it's the Suns.
If Chris Paul comes back healthy, yeah.
He's not hurt. Like, he'll be fine. He'll be back probably game 3 or 4, I would think.
And they'll be up 3-0 by then.
Thank you.
I don't even think they need him this series.
Oh, yes, they do.
Chris Paul?
Yes, they do.
No, I don't believe that one.
They don't, man.
They don't?
No, the Clippers stink, man.
If Chris Paul comes back...
The Clippers do stink, but I still
want
Reggie
Jackson's their best player, dude. They don't need Chris Paul.
CP3 can't have his first game back in the finals. He's got to get a little bit of...
If Chris Paul was playing, they'd sweep them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Chris Paul back for that exact reason.
they might make it to 5 without him playing.
I think the Clippers get a game. But that's,
yeah, they do. They need like a 30 piece from PG and Reggie.
Their max is 2. There's no way they get more than the Lakers did.
They only beat Utah because of Terrence Mann.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dude only missed 6 shots that game.
That was insane.
They're not getting 35 from Terrence Mann again. So
the memes,
they can kiss it goodbye.
The memes after the Jazz got bounced were funny though. Terrence Mann saved us from this, and it's Rudy Gobert. His face photoshopped onto LeBron's body with the MVP and the trophy with white hot.
Are you guys a fan of him?
Rudy? No.
Gobert?
No.
No.
I don't like the Jazz overrated. Period outside of Donovan.
I haven't liked Rudy Gobert since I blame him for Corona. But that's here and there.
Oh boy, I think it's time for us to go.
Rudy Gobert has done a lot of bad things, but that was it for me.
I don't like that Rudy Gobert could retire with as many Defensive Player of the Years as Ben Wallace and Dikembe Mutombo. That is just like such a spit in the face.
The people saying Rudy is a better defender than Ben, that's just not factual at all. Oh, you're a biased Pistons fan. No, I'm not. It's just not factual.
Yeah. He might win 5 and might pass him. He's still young,
all I know,
too.
If Rudy wasn't 7-1 or whatever he is, you know where he'd be? Ask Shaq. France. Shaq knows where he'd be.
He'd be in France.
Guangdong Tigers, man.
Okay.
No, yeah, man.
Sharks.
He'd be making
Shanghai Sharks, baby. Ben Simmons is already there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's really time for us to go now.
Beijing Ducks.
Beijing. Shout out Stephon Marbury, man.
Starberry, yeah. Marbury.
Yeah, that's my boy. 01 Marbury. You know me.
It's time for us to go.
Jay Horn with the history lesson.
So to wrap up the show, we are all in agreement that we're picking the Suns and Bucks and then Suns to win.
Rally the Valley.
Go Suns. So. Get CP3 a ring.
Get CP3 a ring before Darren Williams. Then we can finally end the debate about who's
in the show.
Yeah, it's time to go.
We're ending the show for sure.
In the show.
Thank you, everybody. For Eli Bashy, Mike Bilica, welcome back Jay Horn, along with Grant Richards and Tyler Sawa. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye. We'll catch you all soon. Go Pistons! #1 pick tomorrow. Yeah!